Oh.
Hi, Stephen. I'm so sorry. I meant to save the note to hit save, and it hung up on you. I go, oh, my gosh, she's going to be like, she just hung up on me. I'm sorry. Okay, so I was mentioning, because, you know, sometimes we might have an update, right? We might want to update some of your keywords or what have you. So if we reach out to you, I've notated to either email you or text you. And all we ask is that you at least, you know, respond within 24 hours, because we know sometimes you might be in the middle of a job, right? Okay. So let me put on here, I'm putting exterior, painting, and then deck and fence staining, and then power washing. And what about like soft wash, roof wash? You do any of those? Any of those that you would really want to be found for?
I mean, I've pressure washed roofs and gutters out before.
Okay. Perfect. And then I'm putting residential and commercial. Now, also, you know how currently it shows your phone number, right? Listed there. We can put a tracking number. Now, the tracking number would actually be linked to your phone, okay? And it comes with an app that you download from the App Store where you could track your phone calls, you can track your messages, you could even block spam calls if you were to get a spam call. Do you prefer that it be your phone number listed there, or would you be interested in a tracking number?
Probably just my number to start with, because I have all
just
my
your number
cards hanging up everywhere.
Okay, perfect. Now, if at any time, let's say you decide you want a tracking number, right? Just let us know. We can change it to the tracking number. It does not cost you anything. Okay.
And that's just to filter out stuff or what?
Yeah, it's just to kind of filter out, you know, because sometimes, like, when someone has their personal phone number listed there, you're more prone to getting, like, spam calls, right? But when it's a tracking number, for some reason, it's less likely to get those type of calls. And if one were to come in, all you have to do is just turn around and just block it. But you might even have that through your carrier, through your phone carrier. Because typically,
yeah, they,
sometimes you do.
I know they show me which numbers are family.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah, because I know, like, on my phone, I have Verizon, and I have a way of blocking it. Like, if a call were to come in like that, I'm able to block it. Okay. All right. And then now, if you take a look at your text messages or your emails, I know you've gotten several of them, but I want you to find the one that says initial invoice. It's your receipt, and I'm just going to go through it with you, and then we'll be done. It either came before or after the welcome one. And it'll start off by saying, "Dear Stephen, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email."
Yep, I'm on the invoice.
Okay. So do you see where it says, as you're reading it, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Yeah.
You're going to click on that. Now, it should take you to a page that says at the very top, Local Splash, Terms of Experience. Do you see that there?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me walk you through it. Now, this is under the services that we are providing for you, okay? So it's going to be the Google optimization, right? Google profile access, Facebook access, Facebook ads, right? Now, we do Google Ads, but it's not part of your package. It is something that we also assist with. But, I mean, I recommend this package that you're doing, because you're going to have a better conversion rate than the Google Ads, and they're more expensive anyways. Now, Google Guaranteed, that's a program that Google created where you pay per lead, but the lead comes to you in a form of a phone call. You don't share it with anyone. They do have certain requirements. It's also a good program, too. If you wanted later on down the line, we can check to see on the availability of that. You're also going to have the directory submissions, Google Workspace. So they might offer that to you in your client interview. You do not have to do it. It is an additional cost. What that is having like an actual work email. So to give you an example, it would be an email that would say Stephen at, you know, Diamond Power Washing and Contracting LLC.com. Okay. You don't have to do it. Advanced reporting system is part of your package. Our live client support team, as you see there, is 7 to 4, Monday through Friday, and there's our 877 number. Now, any time that we would communicate to you, like through a text message, it shows your mobile phone where it says mobile phone. It has your phone number listed there, that would be the number we would text. It shows our delivery dates as it shows the 30 to 45 on there, like I mentioned, that we send in writing. Now, under the payments, it shows that today you paid $249 to activate your services. We break it down for you on how we allocate. So what we do is we take $100 of that, we allocate it to your Facebook ads that we're managing. So you're not incurring that cost per click. We are, because you're paying a flat rate. Now, if you look at the monthly after, $149 plus the $100 is $249. So you know every month after is $249, okay? It'll never change. Seasonal holds, or if you need to cancel, it says call client support within 3 business days. Underneath the cancellation and refunds, there's like a little box there that says I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. All the information is complete and accurate. So by you clicking in that box, Stephen, you're saying it is your name on the card that you provided for the payment. And then at the very bottom where it's asking you to sign, you're just going to type your name exactly as it reads there. Stephen space C, no period, space, and then Hain. So when you type your name in that box, you don't need to put the date because it's already populated there. You'll go at the bottom and just click on confirm signature. Now, when you do that, let me know, because you should see a page opening that says to like enter username and password. Let me know when you're there.
I'm there.
Perfect. So I wanted you to see this part. This is where you would log in to track your results with us. So right now, we don't have your username or password yet because they're going to create that, the technician. So in 5 to 7 days, you'll get this email. You'll get this link in an email with a username and password so you can start logging into your dashboard. That's why I want you to watch that video. Okay? So as a reminder, today is going to be your interview between 3 and 4 o'clock your time, and we will call you from an 877 number. So like I said, just make sure to answer all calls within the hour, and I will also send you a reminder an hour before your interview just to remind you that it's coming up. Okay?
Sounds great.
I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am so excited for you, really excited, and I look forward to your client interview and introducing you to your technician. I hope you get my favorite one. Well, I mean, they're all my favorites, but. Okay. So any other questions for me? Save your receipt for your tax purposes, okay? Because, you know, all marketing is a write-off, so make sure you save those receipts, okay?
And then do I get, like, emailed the invoice every month then or no?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. It'll be emailed to you for that reason, because marketing is a write-off, and we want to make sure that you have those receipts. So you would get that when your payment goes through, we send you the invoice right away. It'll be in your email. And it also gets sent to you in a text message too. We send it to both, you know, so this way you have it. Okay. All right, Stephen. Well, any other questions for me before I let you go about your day?
I'm going to put some more pictures on my Google page.
That'd be good. Or even if you send them to us too, we can do it for you, whichever you prefer. Okay?
And then that customer support, that I can email everything to that.
Yes. Do you see where it says support? So if you're going to email photos, I'm going to tell you where to send the photos to. In fact, I'm going to text it to you. So let's say you want to start sending pictures, right? You're going to email photos, and I'm going to send it to you here. The technician will tell you also, but I'm going to text it to you. Email photos.
See, it says wants my Google business profile verified with tools and work and vehicle.
Oh, that doesn't pertain to you because you, that's if you didn't have the Google profile page, right? If you didn't have
that. Yeah, I did all that when I created the Google profile page.
Yes, that's why, disregard that. That's just an automatic, it's an automatic mailer that we send out. That would only be required if you weren't PIN verified and we had to do all that. We require that now because, you know, Google now is asking for all of that is to weed out the guys that aren't legitimate, that are taking business away from guys like you that are, right? So because you've already done that process, just disregard that mailer. That doesn't apply to you, okay?
Okay.
So here, I'm sending you a text, email photos to photos at local/.com. I'm sending you this text. So if you want to start sending pictures, you'll send it to photos@localsplash.com, okay? So if and when you want to start sending pictures, then the technician will tell you as well, okay?
All right, sweet.
All right, so we will talk to you this afternoon, okay, between 3 and 4.
Sounds good.
All right, Stephen, I'll talk to you later.
Later, thanks,
bye. Bye-bye.